Hello there, sweetheart. Come in, come in. I won't bite. Have a seat. Would you like a drink or something? Okay, no, that's fine. I understand you're nervous. This is not a place I bet you ever thought you'd find yourself, huh? But I, for one, am glad you're here. How about I tell you a bit about me to help you relax? Easy. I'm just going to sit down. My, you're jittery. First off, I'm not a madam or a mistress. I'm just Lacey. Although, if you prefer one of those names or something else, feel free to use them. Okay. Good. Lacey it is. Second, I'm not into pain, giving or receiving. Anything that happens tonight, you'll be aware of. There'll be no surprises, okay? In addition, I'm not a man-hater. I'm not here to take my aggressions out on your ass. The cock I use will not be monstrous. And I won't belittle you during our session. That's not the kind of service I offer. Quite the opposite, actually. I'm gentle and slow. I do this because I simply love enlightening men to anal pleasures they never thought imaginable. And, unbeknownst to most straight men, there's nothing as sexually pleasurable than a prostate orgasm given by a skilled woman like myself. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You aren't weird. This is a normal male curiosity. And, quite frankly, you should be commended for your willingness to experience this kind of pleasure. Still, it's my responsibility to be discreet, to protect your privacy above all else. No one will ever know of this encounter, or future encounters. And if at any time you're uncomfortable or want to stop, I'll stop. No questions asked. I have a reputation for being the best, and I want to keep it that way. I'm just as selective about my clients as they are when choosing me, okay? Oh, it's nice to see that you've relaxed a bit. Do you have any questions for me? Did you maybe want proof of my female anatomy before we begin? Some men do. I won't mind. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So, before we start, I need to know if you've engaged in any anal play at all. Fingers, plugs, dildos. Okay, no, that's fine. I'm very honored you've chosen me for your first experience. And did you read the information provided to you? And you follow the instructions as directed. Perfect. I've left a bathrobe in there for you. You need to shower, put on the robe, and meet me in the first room on your left once you're ready. Take as long as you need. All set now? Are you still okay to proceed? Nervous again? That's okay. I'm not in a rush. You can sit on the bed for a few moments while I get things settled. So, the strap-on cock that I'll be using today is this one here. It's brand new, as you can see. It's the one I choose for most first-timers. The head is barely distinguishable from the shaft. See? That makes for ease of entry and use the first time. It's completely smooth, which is good as well for beginners. And it's approximately 5 inches long in total, which is more than sufficient to reach the prostate gland and provide you with the pleasure you're looking for. Although, I have similar cocks, bigger or smaller, if you'd prefer. Good. I'll just slip it on then over my jeans. Yes, that is why my jeans are so snug. I'd like to think that if I had a cock of my own, though, there'd be no mistaking it in jeans as tight as these. It's nice to see you chuckling. As mentioned in the material provided, I do allow for above-the-waist nudity if that would help with your comfort. I can remove my bra and blouse. No, absolutely. Hey, this is about you and your greatest pleasure. So I'm happy to remove them like this. Is that better? Okay. One last choice for you before we get started. Positioning. You may have read things about which position is best, or maybe even fantasized about a certain position for your first time. I'm happy to oblige. But if you're not sure, I can suggest some as well. Perfect. Doggy style is the most popular choice, so that's a good one. Now, stand up and let's slide this robe off of you. Oh, don't apologize for your soft cock, sweetheart. We haven't even started yet, and you're nervous. But speaking of which, it's up to you if you choose to jack off while I'm fucking you or not. You like the sound of that, don't you? Me fucking you. See? I knew that cock would perk up in no time. As for your orgasm, let go whenever you want, and don't worry a bit about the mess. Your only concern is your pleasure. What do you think of my cock, by the way? How does it look with my hand stroking it, knowing that it'll be inside you soon, bringing you the most pleasure you've ever felt in your life? Damn. No, don't worry about those drips of pre-cum on the floor. In fact, let me catch one just off of the tip of your cock there and rub it onto the head of mine. All right, now, up on the bed, on all fours, sweetheart, your ass towards me. There you go. Easy. Remember, I'm going to walk you through it all. This is just my hands rubbing up and down your back, gently caressing you up and down. There you go. Relax. Breathe deep. Good. Now, I want you to practice taking a deep breath in, and then when you release it, I want you to kind of push out with your anal muscles a bit. I'm just gonna reach down and spread your ass cheeks open to watch. Easy, I'm just watching your technique. It's all for your benefit to make sure that this is as pleasurable as possible. Ready? Deep breath in. Good. And now push and open up as you breathe out. Oh, very good. That's exactly how we're going to do it. It's much easier to take my cock when you push out like that, okay? Once more. Breathe in. Push out and open up. Ah, you're a natural, sweetheart. Okay, I'm just going to drip a little bit of warm oil on your lower back. And massage it all over and down over your ass cheeks, squeezing them and massaging them. You have a very strong behind. Then rub my slick, soft fingers back up your back. Just breathe and relax. You're doing so well. Now, I'll add some more oil. A big squeeze of it down from your tailbone. Letting it roll down, drip and dribble down between the hollow of your ass cheeks. Oh, just like that. How does that feel? Strange and slippery. Slippery is good when it comes to anal. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Lube is the most important thing. Now, I'm just gonna gently allow the tip of my finger to follow the trail of oil down over your tailbone and a little lower to slide it between your gorgeous ass cheeks like this. Up, relax, relax. I'm not putting anything inside you without warning. I promise. All I'm doing is getting all of that slick, warm oil right where it needs to be. Right here. Right against this sweet little hole of yours, sweetheart, okay? You okay? Feel my finger? Good. Why don't you put your forearms down for now? Lower your head a little and breathe. Can you spread your knees open a little wider? There you go. You're doing so well. Now, remember the breathing we practiced. Do one more for me. Deep breath in. And then push out with your ass as you exhale. Oh, so good. Perfect. You got it. I think you're ready to take my finger inside of you. What do you think? Sure, of course. One more practice breath is just fine. And remember, a little stretching or burning or aching is perfectly normal at first. But it's brief, very brief. I like to think of it kind of like a new pair of shoes. When you first wear them, they're tight, right? And they make your feet a bit sore. But once you break them in, they feel great. Luckily, the breaking in time frame for your ass will be very short, and the pleasure will erase any initial discomfort very quickly. You just have to trust me. You do trust me, don't you? Well, thank you for that. Okay, ready for your practice breath? Breathe in and out. Now next is going to be the real thing. You're going to breathe in, then on the out breath while you push out, I'll slip one lubed finger inside you. Got it? Okay, breathe in And, yes, that's it. Push out. Good job, sweetheart. I know. It's tender flesh back here. It's okay. Just breathe normally. Yeah, normal breaths. There you go. Can you feel the tip of my finger inside you? Yes, it's just the tip. For now. You're gonna take another deep breath and I'll slip the rest of the way in, okay? Deep breath in and out. There you go. No, I'm not gonna move it yet. Just gonna give you a little bit to get used to it. There you go. And if you want, you can set the pace. Slide forward off my finger a bit and slide back just to get the feel of me. Yeah, like that. Easy. Oh, I know it's strange. All good. Now, I'll just grab the oil with my other hand and drip some more on. I just need to wriggle my finger a little and twist it in there. Feel that? Okay. Now, on the next breath out, I'm going to slip another finger in, which I'll admit to you is often the most uncomfortable part of this whole process. But then it'll get easier after that. Okay? Ready to be my brave boy and try? Good. Very good. Deep breath in. And push out. There. It's okay. Try not to wriggle away. Almost in. Push back. Relax. Let me in easy. Easy. Oh, wow. Okay. Shh. It's okay, sweetheart. I'm in. You did it. Oh, I know it's sore. Just bear with it for a minute or two, and it'll all be worthwhile, all right? Okay. We're going to go slow. I'm going to spend the next few minutes just working my fingers into you, stretching you, prepping you, lubing your insides. But if you need to take a break, just tell me, okay? Good boy. Here we go. Oh. Very good. Oh, you feel relaxed. Getting used to the full feeling of my finger in your ass. Well, sadly, I'm going to have to slide them out now if you want to take my cock. You do want me to fuck you, don't you? You realize you moan every time I say that, right? You want a sexy woman to put her hard cock in your ass? I just wanted to hear you admit it, sweetheart. Let me lube up my cock with some of this oil. Oh, there, that's good. Now, I'm going to step in closer behind you. Nice and close. If you want, you can reach back and hold yourself open for me. Spread yourself for my cock. It'll help make it easier, but if you don't think you can... Oh, that's good, sweetheart. Now, Remember your breathing. In. Ready. Out. Let me in. Easy, easy. Don't pull forward. You can do it. You can take my cock. You want this cock. It's just the head. Oh, there. There. Oh, wow. I felt that muscle finally let me through. Okay, breathe. Breathe. Oh, you're doing so good. I'm in your ass now. It's okay. The rest of it's coming soon. I just want to give you some time to get used to it. You can let go of your cheeks now and stroke if you like, or grip the sheets. And I'm going to start pushing my cock a little deeper. So slowly. So very, very slowly, just like this. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, until I can get it deep enough that you can... Ah, there it is, isn't it? Feel it? That spot right there? Mm-hmm. Oh, feels different, doesn't it? Now, slide it back out a bit. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. You'll get it back. I know you want it now, don't you? You want my cock fucking you. You can take more like this. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so close to taking it all. Let me just rock it back out one more time, just a bit. And push back in all the way, sweetheart. Oh, yeah. Show me that you want it. Ah, oh, there you go. Fuck. Oh, it's all the way in. You've got all of me inside you. Oh, you feel it, don't you? You fucking feel it? Fuck it. Let it happen. Let me take you to heights you never dreamed. That's it. Ah. Oh. Oh, it's so easy to take me now. So full. So close. So close. Oh, I know, sweetheart. Don't be scared. Give in to the pleasure. There's no more pain. Just this. Just ecstasy. Oh, with my cock in you. Let go. Take it. Take your pleasure. Take my cock. Oh, yeah, yes, yes, fuck yes. Oh, you're wild. Buck back on it. Slam your thighs back against mine. Oh, let me pound you back. Oh, let me fuck you. Let me fuck you. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, damn, fuck, you look so good coming in my cock, sweetheart. So good. Oh, yeah, scream if you want. Moan fucking hell. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, easy. Breathe. I know. Oh, it's too much and not enough. And, oh, God. Oh, everything's on overload, isn't it? Breathe, my sweetheart. Oh, I'm so sad it's over, but you're okay. I'm right here with you, rubbing your back and your ass. You're safe. Breathe. Okay, now, you're going to have to give me one last breath like we practiced so I can pull out. It's going to be tight, even tighter now that you've come so hard, but I'll be gentle, okay? You with me? Good. Breathe in. Now push out. Push my cock out. Push it out. Push it out. I know. Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. Are you okay? Oh, you did so good. So good. Oh, feel me rubbing your back again. Oh, there's no rush. Don't move. Just... enjoy this moment, sweetheart. Oh, your knees must be killing you. Why don't you roll over onto your back? There you go. Well, that's some puddle of cum, sweetheart. See? Really? Double your usual amount. Oh, heck, no apologies. The more cum, the better in my book. So, be honest. Are you really okay? You look like a completely different man from the nervous one that walked in here less than an hour ago. True. You are a different man. You now know what pleasures you've been missing out on all this time. And it's very hard to imagine going back to a life that doesn't include more of that. Tomorrow is a bit too soon for another visit, sweetheart. I make my first-timers wait a week in between just as a precaution. But I'm happy to have you back again to enjoy the pleasures of my cock. Now, you rest right here. Take a nap if you feel like, while I clean up, and then we'll pick out a cock to use the next time we're together, okay? What? Oh, of course you can have a hug, sweetheart. Come here. Nice and tight against my breasts. There you go. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I might be a rare treasure, but I feel like the lucky one. You can't imagine how wonderful it feels to give someone so much pleasure. Well, maybe you can after that orgasm. Just rest now, sweethearts. You had a very big day.